Patient's name is James Huff. First name J-A-M-E-F. Last name H-U-F-F. Date of birth is 12/29/1952. Date of service is 6/10/2022. History of present illness: a 69-year-old male presents at the clinic complaining of drainage and chest pressure that started yesterday when he woke up. Patient did test positive for COVID. He states that he did come to the clinic and was given some Paxlovid. He does want to get some injections today. He states that he did take his beta blocker, and his heart rate does usually remain pretty low right after he takes it. Allergies, penicillin, current medication was discussed with patients, placed in the chart, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and migraines, surgical history, right elbow, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHBI, vital signs, blood pressure 120 over 65, heart rate 44, respiratory 16, temp 96.6, so 298, and he weighs 191 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEE, ENT, mucous membrane, sigmoid, pupil, pearl, neck, negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, sinus bradycardia, respirations are even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowels on times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rational lesions, assessment and plan number 1, COVID positive, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, sinus bradycardia. Patient will finish his last 2 days of Paxlovid, but we will give him a prescription of Rocephin and Decadron here in the office. He does agree to do an EKG in the office, which does show sinus bradycardia at a rate of 43. There is no ST elevation or ST depression. does show like a borderline possibility of first degree heart block. Patient is asymptomatic, denies any fatigue, radiation, just states that he's having some chest wall pain. If he has any worsening of condition, he agrees to go to the hospital for cardiac workup with cardiac enzymes, but at this time, he states that he does not think that is necessary. Patient will take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief, and he does agree with the plan of care, and he was given opportunity to ask questions. He is none at this time.